This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W. Chuck Bryan over there, and Jerry's sitting in for our producer, Dave C. Kustin, and this is Short Stuff. When you put all that info together, you got a Short Stuff, okay?
That's right.
Let's go, Chuck.
It's about chameleons. Is that what we're doing?
Yes, we are doing one on chameleons, which I think was surprisingly fascinating, because everything I know about chameleons, I learned from watching paint commercials.
I love chameleons. We don't call them chameleons. We call them lizards when we see them all over the place here in Georgia.
Wait a minute. They're chameleons up there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What do you think all those lizards are?
I thought they were skinks.
What's a skink?
Does it have a blue tail?
I don't know. Maybe they are skinks.
If it has a blue tail, it's a skink, and they are neurotoxic. I met somebody once who was like, don't let your dog anywhere near those things. I knew a cat once that had cross-eyed because it had eaten too many of those lizards.
What?
Yeah, apparently they have a neurotoxin.
Well, now I'm looking up a picture of a chameleon, and I think you are completely right. This is not chameleons that we see here in Georgia.
They're skinks.
They're skinks, but we call them lizards anyway, so okay. I was still right.
Yeah, you're still right.
How do you spell skink?
I think like just you, like it sounds.
Like you think? Oh, well, these aren't exactly skinks, although we do have skinks.
What about a gecko, a leopard gecko? It could be one of them.
Maybe so. I saw a skink one time at the lake that was with tail about a foot long.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, now I don't know what we see all over the place in the woods and on our deck.
It's probably geckos.
Okay.
I think, if it's not a skink. All right. Well, we're talking chameleons.
Oh, they are little geckos.
Yeah. Okay. There I got it. Are. Leopard geckos, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Mo loves chasing those things. Oh, my God. She loves chasing lizards.
Are these the ones that puff up their neck in a balloon?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
all
exactly right.
Right.
They're great. They're great little lizards. They're fun. They'll drop their tail if you get too close to them and they need to escape. And
yeah, just
regrow.
Like chameleons, right?
No, Chuck, that's absolutely wrong. That's the first fact about chameleons is they can't regrow their tail. If their tail's ever pulled off, it hurt and it's not coming back.
They don't release their tail like, plenty of lizards do that though, right?
Yeah, like a gecko.
Yeah.
But that's not what people think of when they think of chameleons, that they can't regrow their tail. That's pretty arcane. That's a deep cut as far as chameleon facts are concerned. What most people think of when they think of chameleons is that they can change color. And everybody knows they can change color because they blend in with their surroundings, right?
Wrong.
Oh, man, we're both just batting zero right now.
Yeah, we're busting some chameleon myths, and that is a myth that chameleons will be green if they're next to a leaf, or they will be brown if they are on your deck or your mulch. That is not true. That may accidentally happen to be true if you look and say, oh, look, they're the same color as my deck. But it's not because they're trying to blend in. They are trying to control their body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But they do try to blend into the green as their sort of natural state.
Right. But they're not doing anything in that point. Like you said, it's their natural state. Like they're just
like it worked out that way.
Yeah, it just worked out perfectly. Almost like it was designed by the hand of God himself or herself. If you watch Dogma.
Wow.
But they're green. Well, we'll get to why they're green, because I thought that was a pretty interesting thing. But when they're agitated, when they're excited, when they're happy to see you, when they are scared, when they're trying to like scare off somebody else, they're feeling emotional. And just like with humans, when you feel emotional, there's all sorts of hormones churning, right?
Yep. Well,
that's what happens with the chameleon too. When those hormones get to churning, they start to change color. And they do it in the same way that just about every other thing that changes color in the world, every other animal changes color. But it's slightly different in that the kind of structures that a chameleon uses is much different than what we understood it to be before.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, with our good old friend the octopus, they have chromatophores. And with the chameleon, they are iridophores.
Yeah, so I saw that. I also saw somewhere that chromatophores is like the umbrella term for all the different kinds of color-changing cells, and that iridophores, like chameleons have, are a specific kind.
Okay.
But that the big difference between like an octopus and a chameleon as far as color changing goes, well, there's two. One is that the octopus is using pigment-filled sacs.
Right.
And then they're opening or closing the muscles surrounding each sac to like show or not show that color, and they have different colors in their sacs. With a chameleon, they're actually using like crystals that they're called iridophores because they're iridescent, right?
Yeah. And you know what? That's a great cliffhanger, and we're right in the middle.
We are in the middle of a cliffhanger. Like, I'm about to vomit. I've never been in the middle of a cliffhanger before, and it's a very uncomfortable place to be.
All right,
it's kind of like, hold on, I'm not done. When I was in maybe second grade, I was on the bus, and the bus came to a red light, and it came to a stop.
Yeah.
But have you ever been in a vehicle that never fully came to a stop? It just wasn't moving forward any longer.
Okay.
And there's like this incomplete feeling like something is terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Like that Twilight Zone episode where Darren from Bewitched like flips a coin and it lands on its side. And after that, you can hear everybody's thoughts. Same thing happens when a bus doesn't fully stop at a red light. That's what I feel like right this moment in the middle of this cliffhanger. I can hear your thoughts and I want to throw up.
We'll be right back. S-Y-S-K.
You should know.
S-Y-S-K.
You should know. Josh Clark.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
All right, everyone. Josh just vomited. I had to turn off my computer camera.
Oh, thank you for the towel.
So now I'm only listening. But we left it the cliffhanger where you were talking about the crystal-like cells called iridophores, that what they do instead of squeezing pigment is they work with actual light and color and light across the entire color spectrum, even if human beings can't see it.
Yes, that's the huge thing. Like if you have a pigment sac, you can reflect the color that pigment reflects. And mm-hmm. so it's showing blue or red or yellow or orange or something like that. And a rhytophore can reflect whatever color needs to be reflected at that moment. And like you said, even ones that humans can't see, impossible colors is what they're called.
That's all just colors.
Amazing. It really makes you wonder like what dazzling displays chameleons are putting on. We just can't even see it because our eyes aren't, it's not possible for our eyes to pick up light on that part of the visible spectrum or the non-visible spectrum.
Right. And there are a lot of species of chameleon, and depending on the species, they have different kind of color-changing capabilities. Mm-hmm. Some are way more vibrant and bright. Some aren't quite as vibrant and bright. Some of them have a lot of variance on the kind of colors. But it's a general thing where they can basically use any color on the spectrum. Like, it's all open. All those wavelengths are open for business for these chameleons.
And it has to do with, again, whether the chameleon, the iridophores, or the muscle surrounding each iridophore is relaxed or agitated. And that has to do with hormones. So when it's relaxed, the muscles are contracted around it, and it's just reflecting short wavelength light, like blue, right?
Right. And then when they're excited, yeah. those cells go farther apart, and they can get more red and orange.
Yes, which is how they change color. But because they're excited and those hormones are churning, that's what triggers those iridophores to expand or contract, which is the difference between chameleons and octopi, that octopi control their chromatophore sacs with neurons. So it's like instantaneous opening or closing. With chameleons, it takes, I mean, it's fast, but it takes a little longer because the hormones have to go signal the cells to open or close depending on whether the animal's excited or relaxed.
Yeah, and here to me is one of the coolest facts is the actual natural sort of color of a chameleon is more of a yellow. Mm-hmm. But when you see them, they're usually green when they're just chilling out. And that's because, and it's very simple, everybody, when they're relaxed, they're reflecting blue light, mm-hmm. and blue and yellow make green.
Isn't that neat?
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I love that one, too. So those iridophores, Chuck, are actually beneath their skin. Mm-hmm. But you can see them, and they're able to reflect light. Well, because their skin, the outer layers of skin, are actually transparent. And apparently chameleons have a little quick change act where if they're really trying to get vibrant in a hurry, they'll just like shed those clothes like Otho in Beetlejuice when he enters the spotlight.
Yeah.
You remember his leisure uh-huh. suit just gets pulled? Or no, his suit gets pulled off and he's wearing a leisure suit underneath.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite movie of all time, I think.
I think doing a sequel, they're developing a sequel.
Same cast?
I think so. I mean,
oh man,
I think everyone's there.
I can't wait.
I'm behind it.
Okay, same here, man.
One of my favorite parts ever of that movie is when he's in the waiting room mm-hmm. With a guy with a little head.
Yeah.
And he just leans over and goes, "Yeah, let me ask you something. How do you get him down so small?"
That's good stuff.
How do you get them down so small? One of my favorite lines. And then the song, of course. I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow.
What?
You remember that?
No. What are we talking about, Beetlejuice?
Yes, he has the song. I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow. So come on down. I'll chew on a dog.
Is that in his ad?
I think, yeah. I'll
Very
chew
nice.
On a dog.
Yeah.
Right. Just classic.
It is classic.
I was watching Michael Keaton's early stand-up. Yesterday.
How did that go?
It was okay. He wasn't great, but you could see the seed.
Okay. I can imagine. I can see him being like real judgy and like, come on, it'll be a bonehead kind of facial expression and smoking cigarettes. And
no, it wasn't that. You should check it out. It's interesting.
Okay, I will, because I definitely have no idea what it's going to be like then.
And I met him one day.
I know. He came to a set, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, he lived across the street from where you're shooting and just sort of entertained the PAs in the driveway for 10 minutes one day.
Very nice.
Very nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was super nice.
I'm really glad to hear that.
He's a chameleon. He can blend into wherever he is. Group of PAs in the driveway, no problem.
Yeah, or a rock in the desert. Rock in the painted desert.
Are we done with chameleons?
I think so, man. I think we're done. I think there's no one listening anymore. It's just you and me now.
Agreed.
All right, well, goodbye, Chuck. This is the end of Short Stuff.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.